week's episode features a conversation with Camille, plural Camille, Camille. Camille is a resident of ZAD, a long-standing land occupation movement in the west of France. We talk about the history, current events, great deeds, and some of the failings and troubles of the stateless and anti-capitalist land project. Because the conversation lasted so long, we couldn't include all of this content in the broadcast. 20 minutes of conversation on insurrectionary theory, on culture on the ZAD, and on the pirate radio station there, Radio Claxton. These segments will air in an upcoming episode as well.
So, life on the ZAD after eviction has also made me have a lot of questions about insurrectionary theory, because what happened during evictions was definitely not an insurrection, because it was planned and orchestrated by a group of people who, well, it was planned and orchestrated by the police, but defense was a thing that had been discussed for 4 years prior by a group of people that lived together and did politics together, so it's not like it came out of nowhere. But seeing what's happened afterwards, there's a lot of really positive things, but in this little experimental world of no police and no state, at least not directly most of the time. In normal society, violence is made invisible, and so we put the people in the prisons, or it's invisible domestic violence in houses or things like that, and so we don't see it, and so it seems less violent. And on the ZAD, you see it all the time, because there's nothing really to stop it. There's no outside force that makes people hold anything back. And it means that a bunch of traditionally oppressed groups take the brunt of that. And I think it would be very scary to see that happen on a large scale right now without, if there's not an attention, if there's not people taking care to deconstruct what they've learned their whole lives. For me, it goes together. No state and no police. And also deconstructing all the shit that you've been programmed to think. And just no state and no police. And all the shitty ways that we treat each other and our police towards each other makes for really unpleasant situations.
So up next, we'll have some songs written and sung by people on the ZAD, some during eviction, some not. So you can hear what the serious radicals behind the barricades have to say.
And also, we have an amazing jingle from the radio to Santa ZAD.
So this is a song called We Won't Give Our Names. It was written by people on the ZAD. It's modeled after a pop song from the 80s. It has been really nice in anti-repression demos, because people, instead of being like, no, 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 stop beating us up, stuff like that, people could sing songs and dance around, and it was more fun. So the song says, we won't give our names. Instead of flaking out, we've decided to hold out. Even in prison, we won't give our names. It's gonna make you really angry when we don't give our DNA, but we're gonna hold out. And even if you beat us up in prison, you can use all the ways that you can think of to make us talk, but we won't talk. And you're going to get really angry and throw us in a cell and hit us, but we're going to hold out and you can't make us talk.
Prison dira toujours non. Je vous appelle à propos de Notre-Dame-des-Landes. En fait, je voulais donner un coup de main. Je possède une petite flotte de deltaplanes. J'en ai 16, en fait. Et normalement, je fais des baptêmes de l'air, vous voyez. Du coup, on est installé pas très loin de Nantes. Et je me disais que je pouvais participer à la résistance. Parce que leur histoire d'aéroport, c'est vraiment n'importe quoi. Alors bon, je vous soumets l'idée. On pourrait faire décoller mes 16 deltaplanes avec chacun une charge de reblochon fondu. Et les balancer sur les flics. Voilà, je sais pas ce que vous en pensez.
Tell us a little bit about Radio Klaxon and what purpose it serves as infrastructure and within the cultural life of the Zad.
Radio Klaxon started in a treehouse in 2011, and there was no way to get it to run in a treehouse. So people took a battery out of a dead car and ran it off that battery, which is why it's Radio Klaxon, because Klaxon means car horn in French. So that was how it got its start, and it had kind of a, it would be put out in the little newspaper, okay, from 7 to 8 tonight, turn on the radio and there will be a radio show. And then when evictions came, and it was really funny, and it was kind of the mostly two people with their MP3 player, and they always played the same songs and made jokes, and it was good. And then during evictions, it became much more a tool of communication, and it would be running on loop. Like people would say, would record a thing, okay, the police are here and they're moving there, stop, and on this little handheld thing, and then they would hook it up and it would run on loop for until they got another call from the emergency phone about what was happening. And so then it became a really useful, then it became that it, for a while it was going 24 hours a day. And then it kind of settled down more into like, okay, we play music, we're producing political shows. It's also a tool of communication. It's a voice for a bunch of different groups. That I think was the goal.
On peut faire un beatbox tous ensemble.
Now there is a group who have meeting every week, and they decide that the radio is open, but open is not mean free. You can come, and if you take part in the meeting, you can speak in. If you don't take part, you can come sometimes and speak with someone is in a group, and like this, there is nobody can arrive and say like fascist or sexist things, but it's just like, this group don't ask any names or something. It's just share ideas and take care of the material together, because it's a big part of... before it was, I think, a little bit loose that to every people share the knowledge about technical, and now they try really to do that better. They do a lot of workshops, and there is a lot of music, and it lose a little bit the shows. It was more political shows during like the season before. It's like a series. It's a season, you know. And season one it was in the tree, season two it was during eviction, after it was group, and now there is another group.
Now let's hear the track Tous les flics, le CRS, a loving song about the determination of the residents of the ZOD to have done with the riot cops.
Pour les mettre tous à terre, SOS écrit les militaires. Enfile tes six chères chaussettes sèches. Allez, viens, on va leur mettre la misère. Et je cours, je me vois dans les sorties, un peu gêné par le bruit.
ça, c'était Boucherie Carnage contre le monde et son aéroport.
Spécial casse dédié à Dany qui s'est craché en Ellie.
What do you experience on the Zod in the lulls between state interventions and, like, invasions?
Well, it's most of the time is a lull between state interventions. I think I'd prefer to think of it as life on the Zod is life on the Zod, and then sometimes the state comes. Because we do a lot of really cool ish, actually. There's meetings all the time to organize everything. Lots and lots of meetings, different groups that do things. There's agricultural projects with animals and plants and medicinal plants. There's fixing, there's a car fixing workshop, there's bike fixing workshops, like theoretical study groups and doing things with the farmers, lots of collective work days, building things. There's an internal and an external newspaper. There's action planning.
Massage and tattoo.
Yeah, doing massages and tattoos. Sorry, but kind of open-air screenings of movies, big political discussions, dance parties, kind of. I think kind of a big current is making things. Like, most things that you need for living, there's a workshop where you can either make it or go see someone who knows what they're doing and they can help you make it.
And that's from, like, as simple as making spoons or fixing bikes to actually making windmills for generating power, isn't it?
Yeah. And also from the landfill. That's just as important as making things, because almost everything, all the raw materials for making things come from the landfill. But people, the state has started cracking down because they know that most of our supplies come from the landfill. And you're not allowed to get things from the landfill, so people go theoretically at night to take things out. And two separate people got arrested. Well, a lot of people got arrested this year for being in the landfill, but two people went to prison for being caught dumpster diving.
S'ils viennent nous expulser, nous, on revient.
À Notre-Dame-des-Landes, dans un bocage à 30 km de Nantes, la mairie et le conseil général du Parti Socialiste veulent construire un aéroport.
Mais depuis 40 ans, la population résiste à ce projet.
Et depuis plus de 2 ans maintenant, des gens s'installent illégalement sur les terres réservées au projet d'aéroport.
As the far right is on the rise throughout Europe, including France, what sorts of conflicts and attempted invasions have occurred in Zod with the far right or neo-Nazis or ultranationalists?
I'm not sure to what point it's kids that live in the neighborhood and to what point it's fascists that come from Nantes, but there's been a lot of attacks in the night. Sometimes they set people's cars on fire, but also people on the Zod do that, so you never really know. And sometimes they burn down houses. They burned down a watchtower. When the military police left, we had a big party in one of the main crossroads that they had occupied and, like, retook the crossroads and then built an info kiosk and a market stand, and they burned that down. And they tag Nazi graffiti everywhere. And sometimes they've attacked people. There's been a couple, like, someone ran into two Nazis with a gas can one night and was trying to run them off. And then sometimes there's been a couple instances of people alone at night that got, like, surrounded by a gang of Nazis. But they don't really come in the day.
Does the Zod have a relationship with immigrants or Roma or other parts of the population that, other than leftists and queer folks, that would bring Nazis to target the Zod?
I think it's because it's seen as an anarchist struggle. That's when, you know, anarchists and fascists kind of enemies. I think that's why people are being attacked. There's not really any immigrants from poor countries that live there. There's Roma people that live in the village next door, but we don't really have any links with them.
There is really no foreigners poor, I mean, from poor countries, and there is really nobody from Europe, and they have a lot of troubles in France. And this is a really big part we have to work, because we have a big, big problem to... It's really hard to work a lot of fight to get, in the same time, and about racism and about...
diversity?
Yeah. We have a lot of problem. The most people is white, and the most people arrive like young and in health. And there is a really, maybe there is two or three people with disabilities, and it's not enough. I mean, it's a whole. So we have things to work like that, and it's a big problem. Then there is a place we say it free. We say we liberate the place for people, and people we need don't really come in this place, because it's it's hard enough with someone that are just 3 or 4 months ago, so we don't do the stuff, we don't do the work with people who have the really far away culture, and this is...
And like for people with disabilities, it's a swamp, and there's a lot of dirt roads. There's maybe 6 or 7 places that are accessible in a wheelchair, and the rest of them not. I mean, 6 or 7 out of like 70, it's pretty pathetic. It's not super hard, it's like little pallet ramps and pallet pathways. Also, about immigrants, there's people in Calais who do no borders work. Calais is the main port between the Schengen zone, between Europe and England, where people are going to claim asylum. And there's a lot of people that live on the ZAD and also do no borders work in Calais. And so there was 1 week where we were trying to have local committees take over the Chaten for a week and do like activities and discussions and stuff. And 1 week, it wasn't publicized beforehand because we were afraid. But there was a group of immigrants from Calais who came to the ZAD and who did discussions and movies and talks for a week, and who went around and saw the ZAD. And they were all people without papers from Africa and Afghanistan and Eritrea and places like that. It was really nice that was a thing that could happen, because we were still under military occupation. Mm-hmm. And so it was like having special paths through the woods where people could travel so that they wouldn't get checked for their papers and stuff.
I could see it being the kind of thing that would be dangerous and would not, like, because the ZAD gets public attention and because conflict is so apparent and put into the media there with law enforcement, and a lot of people just want to live and they just want to be safe, that would be a reason that they don't want to live in a conflictual zone.
Yeah. And I say, like, it's question to ask us how we give them place, like how we give them enough place they need, like safe place, and also how we are able to defend them, because there is racist people, there is nationalist people, they came because this is a part of Britain, and there is a big, big old confrontation between Britain and France, and there is separatists they want to have...
Brittany.
How to say?
Brittany.
Brittany?
Brittany.
Brittany. Oh, no, Britain. No. Okay, Britain. Brittany. And they want to separate this part of France, so this part of their land, but they are like... you know, fascist people, and they don't really like color people. Mm. And also with the disability people, it's like how we are able to defend them, because it's time to take sometimes to change our life, to can have a life together. Mm-hmm. And it's like an attention. Most of people are like full in their life, and it's really hard to take time for other things than the ZAD, because there's all the work, all the struggle is big, and yeah, I think it's really long way, long work, long travel to do together, and we are not arrived.
We're not there yet.
Très avril. Le 13 avril du Saint-Azad.
Le 13 avril du Saint-Azad.
If people also, besides the website, wanted to find some more English language resources about the ZAD, would there be any movies that you would specifically suggest that they might be able to find online?
There's a lot of movies that exist about the ZAD. Don't watch Notre Dame de Lutte.
Oh, please, no. They're just stupid people arriving from 2 days and they just say, oh, I think I will change my life.
It's a movie where someone comes during the reoccupation demo and interviews a bunch of people who have just arrived there that day, and they all say, oh, everyone should come here and it's the revolution and change your life, and they have an idea of what's going on for them but not for what's going on the side. Don't watch Notre Dame de Lutte, but watch When the Trees Shake, which is a movie that was made, it's a bit out of date now because it was made last year during the evictions. It was made by people who were living in the forest during evictions. I don't think they say this in the movie, but they got evicted 6 times, where the military and the... Well, it's kind of like the SWAT team, but not really. So they would come and evict and destroy their houses, and then in the night, people would carry in material through the woods and rebuild all night, and then the police would come and they would get evicted all day. There's a lot of forest. This was in the big forest, the Rohan forest, and they're just really hardcore. So they made this movie about evictions, and it's called When the Trees Shake, and you can stream it on the internet, and it's in 3 or 4 different languages.
Asheville Free Media, ashevillefm.org. This is The Final Straw, and I'm Bruce Goodness. The show can also be heard on KXCF in Marshall, California, and KWTF in Bodega Bay, California. The show is brought to you by the worker owners at Firestorm Books and Cafe at 48 Commerce Street in downtown Asheville, North Carolina. Firestorm features organic coffee and milks, vegan sandwiches, homemade baked goods, radical literature, and a community calendar that can be found online at firestormcafe.com. Archives of interview episodes of The Final Straw can be found at thefinalstrawradio.noblogs.org. A week after they air in podcast, The Final Straw, off of that site or off of Radio 4 All. And if you care to reach us for any questions or commentary or to solicit an interview, check us out at thefinalstrawradio@riseup.net.
Ne pas avoir portable, écoute l'insurrection qui vient, écoute le fascisme qui vient, écoute l'élection qui vient. Gauche, droite, droite, gauche, la même face, le même masque, le même pantin, la même marionnette entre les mains du marché. La supérette aux idées moribondes est ouverte. Quand les capitaux affluent, les délits de millions abondent, les arrestations fleurissent. Au matin brun d'une démocratie factice.